Ace Smart Trex Jr., driver of the number 78 Furniture Row Toyota, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and on the line with us, honored to have, excited to have, season series champion for Monster Energy, looking to capture his first cup championship tomorrow at Homestead Miami Speedway. It is the driver of the number 78 Furniture Row Toyota Camry, the one and only. Now, you saw him on the Tonight Show this week. You're going to hopefully see him in Victory Lane coming up on Sunday. Martin Truex Jr., welcome to WGN.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it is always great to have you on. You know, there's so many listeners that connected with you in the last interview when you were here for the Chicagoland race, and you went out and you went ahead and won it. And I don't know, there are so many people pulling from you, whether it's the whole underdog thing. I'm not sure with the season you've had how you could be an underdog, maybe because it's a small team or Denver, maybe not in Charlotte, or maybe it's just people that are your fans excited to see all the stars align. But can you feel kind of the just America kind of pulling for you?
I definitely can. It's been awesome. I think, I think our story and what I've been through personally and on and off the track the last couple of years, I think a lot of people just relate to it. You know, it's been tough. And, as we all know, we all face challenges in life. And, certainly I've faced a few. And, but it just shows that we're all human. We're all, the same. And, we all have challenges. And, so it's been fun to get to this point and see the support, and just I can't thank everybody enough for their support. It means a lot, and it definitely helps us get through weekends and gives us more passion to get out there and go for the win.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for you to be able to share kind of that side of you, that personal side of you, because on the track, you have been, like a Terminator, basically. You know, you look at the guys there, a lot of the prognosticators, we talked to the Fox folks, the NBC folks, and, for the Championship Four, every one of them has won a championship. So they say, well, this is where it's no man's land for Martin Truex. He doesn't know. But maybe if you would have got in like Brad did, but you have to feel confident, right? I mean, you've been dominating these guys all year.
Yeah, for sure. I think I think we're in the position everybody wants to be in, as far as the confidence goes and the numbers that we're putting up this year. So, I look back to when Harvick won his in 14, and he had a season really close to what our season was this year, but a lot less wins. And, he had to win his first championship at some point in time too, right? So,
right.
I think we're in the perfect position. I think everything's lining up, and we got the team to do it. So I'm looking forward to Sunday, getting out there and getting on the track and showing these boys what's up.
NASCAR asked for an exciting final, and this is, and people always say, hey, the Super Bowl for NASCAR and racing is the Daytona 500, but I think you really have it with the tweaks that they've done with the stage racing, keeping everything close. And now, I mean, you look at it, if you drew it up, you wouldn't want it to be any different than this. And in one of the videos, I think I saw you say you want to, stick to the plan, stay steady, but there's going to be more scrutiny on every aspect of the team for the plan. I know what you do, and you know what you do, but how does, crew chief Cole and the whole team, do you guys get together and kind of say, like, here's what we need to do? Do you guys plan on the whole thing in advance as a team?
Yeah, for sure. I think we'll have a game plan going in. And I think we've had a game plan about just how to approach this week in general already, because we've been here and we've done it. 2015, we made the Final Four, and we were in a huge underdog situation then. And that point in the season, we didn't have a lot of speed, and we really weren't competitive enough to challenge a few of those guys that we came down here to race. So I think that experience definitely helped us prepare for this race, both on the car side, back at the shop, getting things ready, and then just, on our side, just being able to focus on what matters and what we need to work on to put this weekend together. And just really block all of the outside distractions off. There's so much going on this week. There's so much pressure on everybody. All the talk is about, who's going to win, why are you going to win, how are you going to win, all that stuff. And so for us, it's easier to block out the pressure. I haven't been there before.
Yeah, and looking at the big picture, instead of focusing on what's going on with the race, I think that hay is in the barn. You guys kind of have yourselves prepared for that. But so many naysayers and people said, hey, it's a small team. You can't win. You can't come out of Denver. You can't do it in a Toyota. And then you look at the way that you guys have done this, and you see how the dynamics have changed on the racing side. Some of these bigger teams with a lot of drivers, they're downsizing. Are you guys kind of setting the trend for the brand new successful model in racing with what you guys are doing?
Well, I don't know if we're setting a trend, but we definitely have some people looking. And, you know, it's worked well for us. You know, there's no guarantee that anybody else could do it, you know, this way and have the success we've had. I think we've been lucky to just to have the right personalities to get to the right group of people, starting with our owner, Barbara Visser, and giving the team everything it needs to be successful. And our partnership with Toyota and Joe Gibbs Racing has been a huge part of us taking the next step. So I feel like right now we're in a perfect spot. You know, we're a small team out of Denver that can move fast and does not have many distractions. And then at the same time, we have you know, the big team powerhouse that we're kind of hooked to and share information with. You know, so we got the best of both worlds, really, and it's working out well for us right now.
Yes, and we mentioned so many positive vibes coming out, and a lot of it because of you've always been one of those guys using your platform to affect change and help causes. Some of them, some of the causes are your own cause, the Martin Truex Jr. Foundation for child pediatric cancers and ovarian cancer, and a lot of people are pulling for you as far as positive vibes for Sherry too. So if you can give us a little information, just a little bit on the foundation and how people can support it, sure. Going on.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always putting events together to raise money. As you mentioned, our focus is around pediatric and ovarian cancer initiatives, both research and you know, just trying to help people that are dealing with the diseases. So you can check us out, Martin Truex Jr. Foundation.org online. Check out our next upcoming events. We're always doing stuff. We've got social media pages you can follow and see what we're doing. So we've done a lot over the years with different places. Hospitals. I've been a part of my hospital in my hometown where I grew up. We've got a big project coming up with a hospital in Charlotte that I can't name yet that we're going to do some work with. And it's just been a blessing to be able to give back and see the fan support and the outreach that we've gotten, the support, and be able to give back and help people. It's been amazing. So very thankful to do it. And we appreciate any support we can get.
Yeah, and bless you guys for all the stuff that you are doing, and keep us posted on all of that and the ways that our listeners, of course, can get involved and support that that cause as well. After, of course, the smoke clears and hopefully that you find yourself in victory lane. So all the luck in the world. I know so many listeners are pulling for you, and we are too. And good luck this weekend, and thanks again so much for everything you're doing, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Always, buddy. I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate all the good luck wishes. You guys tune in and have fun watching, and hopefully we'll get it done.
Thanks, Martin. Good luck. Stay safe. Talk to you
soon.
Thank you.
Bye.